A private funeral service will be held today for renowned Pensacola attorney Fred Levin, who died Tuesday at the age of 83 due to complications from COVID-19. In 2014, Levin spoke to WUWF about his extraordinary life after the release of a biography titled And Give Up Showbiz. We have an excerpt of that interview more than 6 years ago. Here's Fred Levin in his own words.
I mean, I've had so many great things happen in my life. It's almost staggering.
This is how Levin began to explain why he wanted to take part in the writing of the book by Josh Young.
I'm in the Hall of Fame of boxing and the Hall of Fame trial lawyer. In the country of Ghana, I'm a chief. The law school is the Frederick G. Levin College of Law at the University of Florida. And I could go on and on and on. So many great things that have happened to me throughout my life. I really was a superstar, and nobody could have loved me as much as I loved myself.
But beyond his many achievements, Levin says the book idea came up after the loss of his wife and time to reflect on regrets about how he treated her.
Here was an opportunity for me to ask forgiveness too late, but at the same time to let people know that there is more to life than me, you know. I had so many great things happen, and then when I look back, I really screwed up.
Mr. Levin, talk a little bit, if you would, about your young life, your early life, living here in Pensacola, your family, Jewish here in the Deep South. Talk a little bit about your early life and how you even decided to become a lawyer.
Well, I had a great life. The 50s were fabulous times. Was, no wars, 54 when I graduated high school. And it was just, everything was fabulous. You would party and all the time. The economy was good. Eisenhower was president. And went off to college, same thing, just partying and having a great time. And I really wanted to stay there in college, so I decided to go to law school. And up until law school, it was nothing but fun. And I believe anybody who grew up during that time appreciated it. And then when I got into law school, I realized that it was serious business, and that's when I got serious. And my total life changed. As far as growing up in the South, I never really saw, I didn't recognize anti-Semitism. I did not recognize racism. I mean, it was obviously there, but it was just normal. I can remember the first time I went into a restaurant and that there was a black person in the restaurant eating, and I didn't know what to do. You'd go to the courthouse. There was a colored fountain and a white fountain, a colored bathroom and a white bathroom. But it was natural. It's what you accepted.
Levin says he became aware of the ugliness of racism while attending law school with the first black student to enter a white public institution in Florida.
My heart went out to him, and I just didn't have the guts to stand up for him. And then at the end of the first semester, I was leading the class. And then I went up and I befriended him, and then I watched as more and more of these guys came over to our side, and really there was only a handful that were true racists. And that pretty much set the stage for my life of recognizing the bad and how if you stand up, it could make a difference, and it did make a difference.
Well, let's talk about one of the biggest impacts that you have had in terms of your life in the courtroom. You're best known now as one of the key player in the 1998 Big Tobacco settlement. Can you talk about that settlement and your involvement in it?
Again, it was just one of those lucky things. I'm flipping through the Florida statutes one day, and I look down and I see a statute that's Florida Medicaid Recovery Act, third-party recovery. And I realized I could change a few words and that Florida could actually sue tobacco for all of the damages and all of the money it had to pay out for Medicaid as a result of people who had become sick because of smoking. Anyhow, I went to Governor Childs, and he agreed, and then we went to Senator Childers, and he agreed, and so we passed the changes in the statute in the wee morning hours of the last day of the session, and it became known as the most significant piece of health care legislation ever passed, because it set the stage for every state could, at that point, and every state could do a similar statute. And it would mean a tremendous amount of money to every state. For example, Florida got $13 billion. The whole thing was almost $300 billion. And there was other parts of it, the settlement, that as far as advertising, as far as them going after teenage smoking and things of that nature. And today it is thought that that statute has saved about 100,000 American lives each year.
The potential for saving thousands of lives each year as a result of the tobacco settlement turned out to be the shining accomplishment of Fred Levin's professional life. Levin spoke to WUWF in 2014. He died Tuesday at the age of 83. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.